And now it's time for the Wild Side News with your host, Sydney Wildsmith.
We're painting the roses red.
Something has to happen, so maybe we should just paint the roses red. As one of the strangest weeks on Earth continues to unfold, with predictions of total economic collapse and more, we head down the rabbit hole, and I mean all of us, when your voice of the Earth continues here on the Wild Side News.
Go ahead, painting the roses red. Painting the roses red.
Oh, pardon me, but Mr. Three, why must you paint them red?
Huh? Oh!
Welcome back to the Wild Side News. And now, Sydney Wildsmith.
Curiouser and curiouser. That's what Alice said when she fell down the rabbit hole on her descent to Wonderland. Well, Wonderland it is today, as we all join hands and head down the rabbit hole together around the world. As we listen to the prognosticators of truth in the media and in the nation's capital, we're told that we are in free fall. The markets are collapsing, down 777 points yesterday, while Congress fails to erect the safety net, an $800 billion cushion of green paper. It's a feeding frenzy as giant shark banks grow fatter, gobbling up the smaller ones. And worst of all, for all of us, credit is drying up. Word from the heartland is that moms and pops can't buy a new car, much less even a used car, because banks do not have any good money to lend. We hear that soon workers may not get their paychecks because the lifelines of credit, which keep small businesses alive, have dried up. Gold is way up as investors go back to basics to protect what's theirs. And in the same spirit, just plain folks are going to their banks and withdrawing their savings, all $2,416 of it. Yesterday, we witnessed the disappearance of $1.4 trillion in assets, one of the worst single-day losses in history. And the prospect that this historic economic collapse, reaching around the world now as the markets are all tied together, could take years to recover, is a reality we are all being told to consider. It looks as though the world may be in for a period of very limited economic growth. Consumer spending will obviously be dramatically impacted as people stop buying, which will affect the manufacturing sector as well, as demand for new TVs, cars, homes, and sofas, and everything else we've grown accustomed to as part of the good life diminishes. There is hardly any good news to be found. Or is there? And so we look to Alice for guidance as we enter now the Wonderland News. As Alice said to Tweedledee, "That was a very sad story."
"Aye, but there's a moral to it."
"Oh, a very good moral, if you happen to be an oyster." And that is perhaps the moral of this story, that it depends from whose perspective you are speaking. Interpreting the good news is the best way to interpret what's gone wrong and why. Because there's another side to this story. Let's frame this differently. I mean, isn't it ironic that hearing that prices are coming down is bad news? I thought that for years everyone was complaining about how the price of everything was going up. Remember when that was the bad news? So now it's bad news when we hear that the price of everything is coming down? Curiouser and curiouser. The bad news on Wall Street is that oil futures are down. The good news is that oil prices are coming down. After all, just a week ago, the McCain mantra was drill, baby, drill. He ridiculed his opponents for being naive and not understanding that the only way to lower the exorbitant price of oil was to drill, 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 even if it took 10 years to realize the difference. And then, magically, without a single drill bit even getting wet, the price came down. So that the price of a barrel of oil is down by $50 now. There should be celebrations in the streets. Hooray! Hooray! Or as Alice would have put it at the Mad Hatter's tea party, with the Mad Hatter and the March Hare,
"Would you like a little more tea?"
"Well, I haven't had any yet, so I can't very well take more."
Oh, you mean you can't very well take less? Yes, you can always take more than nothing.
For years, many of us have tried to get people to consume less because we cannot continue on this course of consumption. Well, the word on Wall Street is that the economy is in for a huge shock because people will not be able to get credit to buy the cars and run up their credit cards. We should be rejoicing around the world. People will be consuming less. And what this means, in fact, is that there will be a dramatic decrease in the demand for the raw materials needed to produce all the goods, the aluminum and copper ripped from the mountainsides, and those forests in Malaysia being bulldozed by Chinese investors to build the new Chinatropolises will have to be put on hold because growth has been set back. And as things scale back, so too the demand for energy, produced from coal and oil, torn and sucked from the earth. And with that, the prices will fall, and perhaps ripping off whole mountaintops to hit that precious seam of coal may not be economically feasible. Can I hear a cheer from the hills of Kentucky and Tennessee? And as oil prices fall, as demand decreases, the word is already spreading amongst the Cariboo and Anwar that they may finally be able to return to their calving grounds as they have for thousands of years in peace. Wall Street spreads gloom and doom that the commodities futures are tanking, that with less demand, the price of raw materials across the board are in decline, which could affect consumer prices. So this is bad news? As Alice said,
if I had a world of my own, everything would be nonsense. Nothing would be what it is because everything would be what it isn't. And contrary-wise, what it is, it wouldn't be. And what it wouldn't be, it would. You see?
That actually sounds like a quote from Tina Fey doing Sarah Palin on Saturday Night Live. And oh, by the way, talk about funny. Almost everything Tina Fey said was an exact quote from Sarah Palin's interview with Katie Couric. Now that is funny. We all bemoan the fact that kids are glued to their PlayStations and Xboxes and never get outside. I'm imagining a conversation happening this week in homes across America. It goes something like this.
Mom, I gotta get the new game for my PlayStation.
What game is that?
It's Resistance, Fall of Man.
Well, we can't get the Fall of Man because we can't afford it.
I gotta have it. I only have those old games and I'm tired of watching them.
Well, we just don't have the money right now to get it.
I'm gonna die if I don't get it.
No, you won't.
Yes, I will, Mom. I can't stand this. I'm so bored. I'm leaving home. Bye.
And the door slams. And then 17 minutes later, the door opens and we hear,
Mom, there's a bug out there that looks just like my Transformer from Megaspawn. Come on, Mom, let me show it to you.
Wow, wouldn't that be a quantum leap forward? And one of the emerging debates about sustainability is, well, we're developing technologies that can help us create a sustainable world if only we could find a means to create a sustainable economy to go along with it. Well, I think a good definition of a sustainable economy might be to live within your means. Our screed on consumerism and its effects on planet Earth, again, may be best summarized by Alice again.
Better read it first, for if one drinks much from a bottle marked poison, it's almost certain to disagree with one sooner or later.
Now, it's true that a lot of people have watched their portfolios shrink, but in Wonderland, it just might be put in a different way. After all, what has changed?
Oh my God, my portfolio's shrunk.
Well, good. Maybe it will fit in a shopping bag.
What do you mean it will fit in a shopping bag?
Well, you just said it's gotten smaller.
Well, stupid, it's about value.
So your value is smaller?
God.
Well, if you want, I'll buy it. Can you give me a pound of value? What's with you? You can't weigh it. So then it really isn't anything at all. Or as Alice and the Cheshire Cat put it,
oh, by the way, if you'd really like to know, he went that way.
Who did?
The White Rabbit.
He did?
He did what?
Went that way?
Who did?
The White Rabbit.
What rabbit?
But didn't you just say, I mean, oh dear.
Can you stand on your head?
Oh,
See, it's like everything changed and nothing changed. Just like always, at the crack of dawn, my morning mockingbird went off announcing the day, as he always does. And his message was just the same, because in Wonderland, nothing has changed. In Wonderland, real things have real value. I heard a stock analyst yesterday saying perhaps one of the only safe investments was McDonald's, because people will always be eating there. And I heard an economic world wizard from England announce that a good investment right now would be farmland. This from the sage. In Wonderland, real things have real value. It's amazing. Last week I was in New York City and went to the Metropolitan Museum of Art and saw in front of me a piece of art by one of the most successful contemporary artists, Damien Hirst, who a few weeks back sold one of his works for over $56 million. It was auctioned at Sotheby's, and it was a real dead cow suspended in a huge tank of formaldehyde. The piece I saw was a full-sized real dead shark suspended in a huge tank of formaldehyde, and people were standing in awe at seeing a real dead shark so close. Children and adults alike scrutinized this 10-foot monster. A similar single shark piece of his sold for the bargain price of only $5 million. Context. Meanwhile, last week, I also heard the Japanese whalers kill an estimated 10 million shark a year solely for their fins, which they often cut off and throw the brutalized animal back into the waters so that wealthy Japanese can enjoy another bowl of very expensive shark fin soup. As the economic woes spread throughout the world, perhaps fewer Japanese will be buying shark fin soup, and perhaps millions of sharks will go on being sharks in an ocean depleted already by too much greed and profit. In Wonderland, food will be food. Well, maybe except for the magic kinds like mushrooms and a few tabletop delights. There might be much to be said about drawing a few parallels between our good King George and the Queen. It was hardly over a week ago when our beloved King George announced his plan to give the Duke $800 billion to do with as he pleased. To quote the Queen, from which he found his strength, "Now I give you fair warning. Either you or your head must be off, and that in about half no time. Take your choice." To wit, Treasury Secretary Paulin most heartily agreed. To wit, the Mock Turtle responded,
"Will, I never heard it before, but it sounds uncommon nonsense."
And uncommon good sense prevailed amongst the common amongst us all, who said, "Wait, not so fast." 80% of us did not like this deal. But the palace listened and went forward. Off with their heads. But as the Duchess said,
"Be what you would seem to be, or if you'd like it put more simply, never imagine yourself not to be otherwise than what it might appear to others that what you were or might have been was not otherwise than what you had been would have appeared to them to be otherwise."
And the kings and queens of Congress implored,
"Sentence first, verdict afterwards."
To which Alice spoke up for the people and said,
"You're nothing but a pack of cards."
And although it should never be done, but this is, after all, Wonderland, I stepped through the keyhole to another tale, and the people called out and prevailed,
"The Emperor has no clothes."
Sorry, I couldn't resist. I re-enter the halls of Wonderland. And so now, as the Dow hasn't fallen through the floor and the emperors and their exchequers scurry to the safety of their dungeons, a gentle breeze just touched my face, and the sun still shines. I just finished a juicy apple, and I'm going to write a song, I hope. I love my girlfriend more than ever, and if all goes well, I'll be back again next week. Tomorrow, I may wake up still remembering Alice in her wisdom and ponder, "I wonder if I've been changed in the night. Let me think. Was I the same when I got up this morning? I almost think I can remember feeling a little different. But if I'm not the same, the next question is, who in the world am I?" Now that's the great puzzle.
I suppose it's revealing to see that I retreat to Wonderland for solace, but then I sometimes have to admit that I have a hard time getting in touch with my inner adult. To which the king responded,
"Begin at the beginning and go on till you come to the end, then stop."
Truth is stranger than fiction. This is my chance to give back. Life is much better without all of those pretty lies. Oh, so goodbye, Alice in Wonderland. And you can keep your yellow brick road. There is a difference between dreaming and pretending. These are not tears in my eyes.
This is Sidney Wildsmith saying adios until we meet again next time, or the time before that, when your voice of the earth invites you all again to join us each week for tea here on the Wild Side News.
Oh,